96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Newsmaker segment today is courtesy of Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or just to set up an assessment. It's Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us here on this Tuesday morning, the 24th of September. It is 7:19, 53 degrees on our way to 74 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker on this Tuesday morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Steve Harmon and Ray Baccaro as we're previewing the 2024 Freedom Fest, and more specifically this morning, the Norwegian Foot March. So it is time to get set for Freedom Fest coming up November 9th. Steve Harmon, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chuck.
Ray, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are doing all right. So the Norwegian Foot March is starting to get its own lore here as part of the glorious Freedom Fest activities that are coming up. And Ray, I want to start with you. How is this going to lay out here coming up on November 9th?
I think it's going to be a great event. Like last year, we had a whole bunch of people. We got a good route picked out this year, so we're super excited about it.
Well, let's talk about the Norwegian Foot March, what AKA Ruck March. And I got to tell you, I have been noticing that ruck marching is really started to catch on. I mean, as far as an event that's happening all across the country. And of course, this is something that started here a number of years ago, and as Ray alluded to, we had a great number of participants last year for the Norwegian Foot March, so kind of lay it out for us here, Ray, exactly what does this all entail?
So the Norwegian Foot March, it's an endurance challenge is what it is. It's an 18 and a half mile ruck march with a 25-pound ruck, with generally with civilian military attire. For military service members, this is an opportunity for them to earn a Norwegian foreign award that's signed by the embassy. So it's a great opportunity for them to earn points and show off their accomplishment on their uniforms.
Okay, where is the route going to take us, and what's in the rucksack? Hey, you mentioned the weight of it, but what's in there, right?
Normally, it's generally clothing, stuff like that to make up 25 pounds, but some people put weights, you know, put a pillow of weights. The route is actually a big loop. It goes down all the way to about highway or road 110, and then it goes over to like F, and then comes back like a big loop. So I know last year we did there and back, which is a little bit daunting, so we try to mix it up a little bit this year, make it a little bit easier.
And participation, as we alluded to, Ray, we had good numbers last year, didn't we?
Yes, sir. I think we had about 100-plus people last year that did it.
Steve, what made this particular component of Freedom Fest kind of the latest one in what's become an expanded, it seems like every few years there's a major expansion here to Freedom Fest. What made this kind of stand out as something that that would make a good addition as it has?
Yeah, we were looking at what is popular, what do people like to do, and what is enjoyable. Not everybody likes to run, and not everybody likes to ride, but this is a good mix. And Norwegian foot marches are very popular, just like Ron said, and there's one in October up in Leavenworth, and we'll be the next big one. And like Ray said, we had about 100 at our first year last year. If you're from the military world, you know all about these because we've been doing these for years, and it's a great partnership with our NATO partners, and it's a fun camaraderie event, and it's a nice tie-in to the home of Veterans Day and to help celebrate our veterans and their families.
Well, Freedom Fest is a wonderful event, November the 9th at the All Veterans Memorial. It's a great site. It has been going on since, 2003, and we've got, a Freedom Fest run and walk. We've got bike rides, disc golf tournament. You mentioned, the Ruck March. We've got the Spur Triple Challenge and more going on. So are you ready to get after it again this year, Steve?
We are. You're 21, and what's awesome is we've had such a strong committee, and KVOE's been a part of it from day one, and it's grown based on what people like to do, and what we can say probably today is we've had a charitable component for each event, and we've been able to donate over $100,000 to different veterans and military service organizations over the years, and just talk about a good group to work with, yeah. And a great group of folks that come every year, and it's almost like a family, and there were some guys that ran with us. I think they were in their 10, 11, 12-year-old range, and now they're getting out of college, so we've been doing this a while, haven't we?
Okay, on that front, Steve, when you and others started planning out the very first Freedom Fest, and I know we've slept all since then a little bit, did you ever see Freedom Fest taking on some sort of manifestation, like maybe not exactly what we have today, 21 years now after the very first one, but did you see Freedom Fest way back when kind of morphing and evolving to the degree that we see now?
No, as a committee, we were just trying to do our part to help celebrate veterans and support our military service members who were deploying, and also be a good part of the All Veterans Tribute Week at the founding city of Veterans Day, and that's where it started, and we enjoyed it. We had a nice little run. We did a little 5K. We had some cones. Yeah. We had some paper tabs for keeping time. And who would have known we'd actually look like the professionals we are today, right?
Yeah, all kinds of things going on at the All Veterans Memorial. And we're with Ray Baccaro. Ray's the owner of Vigilance Martial Arts, and he is the lead organizer for the Norwegian Foot March. And Ruck March is going to be happening as part of Freedom Fest. Now, Ray, when it comes to registering for the march, how can that get done?
Well, we do have a couple different options. I know we've posted out flyers with a QR code that they can scan and sign up. We've done Facebook posts with it on there that has the link directly to it. Or they can just go to the freedomfest.org website and register for any of our Freedom Fest events.
Yeah, EmporiaFreedomFest.org. is the website, and a nice new look there, Steve.
Looks sharp.
Thanks. We got some great support from Emporia CVB and the folks down at IM Design, and they helped us to take it to that next level. And, you talk about having a surprise every year. That's our big surprise this year, is this an amazing website, locally designed and locally produced, and it's pretty awesome.
Looks pretty sharp, to say the least. Ray, I wanted to ask you, what makes being part of the Norwegian Ruck March really important for you, and really why is the involvement in Emporia's Freedom Fest important to you?
Well, being involved in an important Freedom Fest is huge because me and my wife both are veterans, and as a business owner, I want to be able to give back to the community, and this is a great opportunity for us to do it. And like when Steve and I talked about the first year we did it was just 12-miler, but we wanted to step up our game, and we try to look at what would attract more people, and I think doing the Norwegian Foot March, since you actually get an award, and it's something that earns points towards people's promotions as soldiers, and something that they could wear proudly on their uniform, was a great approach to that for us to do it and make it bigger.
Well, and Steve, you mentioned this has morphed into all kinds of wonderful events, and really a professional-looking setup, and now a little bit of an expo out there too, right?
Yeah, we do, and we're already getting calls for that, and we'll get the information out soon. But if you have a table that you'd like to set up or a booth to help support and promote your organization or program that supports veterans and military service members and their families, definitely give us a call and reach out to us. And we have a form on the website as well, and we'll get you set up. And the expo is a nice way for folks to just enjoy each other's company, get some food from Wagon Wheel Bar and Grill, which is our food sponsor again this year. And then see some static displays as well as some military equipment and meet some military members. So, yeah, also you get a chance to see your sign. And we want folks to submit a name and talk about their soldier, their service member, their airman, marine, a sailor, et cetera, because we do have a walkway where we honor and recognize veterans.
Yeah, let's quickly, before we go, Steve, talk about where the proceeds from Freedom Fest go.
Yep, so they go to multiple organizations. We have been supporting since day one the All Veterans Memorial Park there here in Emporia. Now we also support the USD 252 Honor Flight, which has been a great addition.
Yeah.
With our short ride, we also support North Lyon County Veterans Memorial with their tremendous renovations going on there. We do the Soldier Care Package Drive at that time. And we also support a scholarship program for service members and from our local guard units over the years. We've had two different regiments in the last 50 years out of Kansas and in Emporia area, and we support their scholarship program as well. So I'm sure I forgot something, but it's quite a bit.
Yeah, Steve, there's a lot going on there.
There is. Steve, before we let you go, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about your new role in the Kansas Army National Guard, being recently installed as Command Senior Enlisted Leader and essentially overseeing professional development, morale, training, and welfare for all the Army and Air National Guard enlisted service personnel. This was announced here about 2-3 weeks ago. How is that job going for you, and really what gratifies you about your new role here with the National Guard?
Yeah, I love this job. It's a great chance to work with both our airmen and our soldiers. And I've been very blessed for the last two decades plus to work and coach, teach, and mentor some great young people and get a chance to do it for a couple more years. And you just never know. You know, when they tell you it's time to go, you go. But the boss said, hey, I got another great idea. I got another great project for you. I was excited to take the offer, and now I'll do all I can to support our soldiers and airmen. They're the ones you're going to see out there at the next tornado, the next flood, the next emergency, and they're also the ones serving as we speak overseas and defending our nation and serving in the overseas locations as probably in, I think there's 14 countries we're in right now. So, yeah, Kansas citizens doing some great things.
Well, congratulations on that, Steve. Well-deserved, and we appreciate all that you do. Thanks for your service, and thanks for all your years of work with Freedom Fest, now in year 21, coming up November 9th. Ray, again, thanks for your service, and thanks for leading the way with the Norwegian Foot March here.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having us on and being able to talk about this event.
You betcha. Ray Vaccaro and Steve Harmon. Steve, thanks.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Steve Harmon, Ray Vaccaro joining us. It is the Emporia Freedom Fest, November 9th. But I should mention, too, Chuck, that Freedom Run and Freedom Ride virtual events started on 9/11 and go until November 11th. Okay, and you can get all that information online at their website, EmporiaFreedomFest.org.
Okay, and if you want to have a newsmaker spot for your event, activity, or cause, you're going to have to wait until October 9th. So we are full for two solid weeks out, and we do have scatter dates that are already claimed through the rest of October. So let us know, and let us know quickly, 620-342-1400. You can always email us that request, KVUE at KVUE.com is the web address for that. Tomorrow's newsmaker guest is Jane Linhart. We're talking about Madison High School homecoming and alum activities this weekend.
Yeah, they've got a big homecoming this weekend and a lot of stuff going on, no doubt about that. Our newsmaker, Primetime Newsmaker, brought to you this morning by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. 731, 53 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Hey, Chiefs fans, Black Creek Diesel and Automotive's giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Chiefs in KC October 6th.